Introduction, Elemental Grace Alliance Discourses, Angelic Host, 5th June 2015. We are the angelic host, the angel, and the Devic kingdoms, the third group of beings who entered the Earth's evolutionary plan set up and executed by the Elohim through Helios and Vesta, Alpha and Omega. Humans and the elementals were the other two groups, and each of us have held a very particular fiat from God. From its inaugurational beginning with the first root race, it is the angelic host that has surrounded Earth and humanity with all the light and love attributes and virtues of the prime creator, imbuing each and every human heart and soul at every stage of their progression through their spiritual growth and development. The elementals are the builders of form who provide all the material requirements that are needed to sustain life and all the abundance of support in its myriad of forms for the expression of God through those forms. This included the very physical bodies of humanity, for without the elemental realms, not a single atom within mankind would be made manifest. It is humanity who was to forget their connection to God and through their own free will would find their way home. This was the hardest role of all to play. It is said that this was to be an experiment that would provide a new set of experiences for God to know Him, herself better. It was to see if a physical life form, that is, human beings, could create heaven on earth ascending with their physical bodies intact. We have come to believe that it is indeed far more profound in potentials of thought and deed than was ever expected. Each group was to provide everything to necessitate the completion of the original idea of Earth's evolutionary vision. But it would only ever succeed if we all worked together in unity consciousness. So, when humanity fell deeper into the illusion of their fall from grace, our Holy Trinity began to oscillate, and the divine axis upon which it began shifted into unknown and unfamiliar physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and etheric territory to the point that we and the elementals lost all hope for humanity. We had spent millions of Earth years honoring our charters with humanity and God, only to find at the last hurdle all we could do was to abandon humanity and Earth and leave them to self-destruct. Yes, we too have felt the pain and suffering, distortion and defiguration, the degradation and pollution that humanity has both consciously and unconsciously enforced upon us. The activation of the atomic weapons was indeed the straw that broke the camel's back. We could bear it no longer, for we believed that our own evolutionary path was at risk. No one could have ever known just how far humanity would fall due to their loss of memory and/or arrogance toward their God self. Here within this Elemental Grace Alliance Council, we all sit within an open consciousness together once again in honor of Archangel Michael and his unyielding love and dedication. It is such a joy that fills our hearts to overflowing. Bless all who could see the bigger picture and who have maintained the purity of the original vision fully intact. Ever since Archangel Michael called us back to Earth after our choice to leave, we have seen a renewed vision that has reinforced all that we first believed in. Here in this temple of grace, around this table of light, we once again feel the faith, trust, and an even greater rejuvenation and regeneration of hope that is a miraculous blessing from humanity itself to us. This desire to revitalize the original Holy Trinity union and fiat we all had before we walk through the gates of heaven from the great central sun toward earth, touches the glory of God within us in a most enlightening way. Dearly beloved humans, we, the elementals and the angelic host, are the portals of truth upon earth and the light within it, respectively. It is through these portals that you will discover the life streams of the earth that intertwine with the life streams of the stars and cosmos. You are being asked to look beyond that which you perceive as your reality, to that which has no physical sight or audible sound. We are your spirit for being all that you can be, and it begins to expand when focus is concentrated inwardly to your inner voice and your inner visions. This connection with us is your key that opens these portals of truth and greater knowledge that will allow you to discover your freedom as children of God. Deep within you lies the dormant attributes and virtues of the Prime Creator. They have always been there for your discovery, and we, the angelic host and the elemental kingdoms, have been pointing the way to them for millions of years for you. Now you are seeing the proof of spirit within your lives when direct contact with your higher self, I Am Presence, the God within, is made. The 3D earth plane of existence is not materially based. It is spirit manifested. This means you, beloved human. With this, we close our introduction and return to our seats with the most profound thanks and gratitude for this opportunity to be here and to partake in such a wonderful proposal to find new resolutions to an age-old dilemma on a much grander scale. And so, it is. Amen. It is Helios and Vesta who now come forward to speak.